The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline 1-800-913-4653.
The experiment was a success. Begin Life Force Reboot Program now.
Stand clear. Life signs stable.
It's alive. Set it loose.
This is the Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
Welcome to it. Hour number two. Hour number two. You know, I love coming in here and doing these 3 hours every week. I do. Somewhere we're going to have to figure out a time to spend more time with you. Jeff Wett, the 3 hours of the Glenn Beck radio program and the 2 hours of the Pat Stu Show Monday through Friday aren't enough for you?
No. No, they are not.
So we're taking your request. We got in. We have to call you. I already apologized for anointing Linda Hopkins. I mean, she could be a past winner of being, you know, having her statue on the mantle of the best news sound clip interview. And then I was reminded, hey, Jeff, Linda's great. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. But Kimberly Sweet Brown, who was fantastic. Ain't nobody got time for that lady. Joel in Illinois, we're taking your request. All request weekend on the Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network. Go ahead, Joel.
Morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Got a request for you?
I love you to death, man. I love you to death, but you missed one.
Oh, no.
Antoine Dodson.
Antoine Dodson. Now, what did Antoine do?
He was the man on the street. I believe it was somewhere in Alabama, Lincoln Park, Alabama. And he was the man on the street explaining what he saw. Somebody hide your wives, hide your kids, hide your husbands.
Right. They're raping everybody up in here.
They're raping everybody up in here. That's right.
Yes. Hey, we'll try to get it on for you. Thanks, Joel.
Awesome.
I appreciate it. Oh, that is a good one. We may have to run that down for like a holiday show, best television news clip sound bites. All right, so we had Linda, we've got Kimberly Sweet Brown, and do we have Antoine? Let's listen to Antoine and put him up on the trial.
Well, obviously we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
That's really good. I don't think it beats Sweet Brown. I don't think it beats Sweet Brown. I like it. We definitely, I mean, it's just an honor to be on the list. Yeah, it's an honor to be nominated, and I appreciate it all. But I think that right now, between these three, between Antoine and Linda and Sweet Brown, I think Sweet Brown wins.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I mean, just that alone. But her and Tommy, she tells the story. We could probably play the whole movie. Let's do the whole role.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
And you hear the news guys behind the background laughing. It's fantastic. That's good. And then, of course, the potato man ended up in Providence with Linda Hopkins.
I heard it on the news. And I said it was ridiculous, man. That's it.
I don't think Antoine beats Linda either. I mean, if I'm voting, if I got to vote, Antoine comes in third. I mean, he's good. He's good.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
Think about it. All right, we've got. I could spend all day just playing these three clips alone. Just let them roll. Just let them tie into each other. The whole thing. So I tell you what we'll do. Throughout the rest of this broadcast, if you have a television news soundbite, I guess it could be radio too, but TV's better because the local newscasts around the country all do it. So there's always clips being played every day, especially on their websites. They have their extended man on the street interviews. Agonizing. But they all do it. They all do it. So if there's a favorite one, we'll take your request at 888-900-3393. Get your request in. We'll try to get it on for you. Of course, we've got Linda Hopkins, Kimberly Sweet Brown, and Antoine. What's his name? It's Antoine Dotson. Antoine Dotson. Those three. Antoine, by request, we played it. It doesn't quite meet up to Linda Hopkins, and definitely, my vote does not meet up to Sweet Brown. Rich in New York here on the broadcast. Hello.
Jeffy, that woman sounds like the Obama phone lady. Remember her?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. The Obama phone lady was meaner. She was meaner. We need to get that. That should be a request because the Obama phone lady.
No, that's not my request. No, here's my request. I want to hear Congressman Hank Johnson expressing his concerns to the Joint Chiefs.
But that's I know that's a great clip. Now that's a news clip. And I'm kind of splitting hairs, but that's a different. That's a different kind of. That's a different category. It's a different thing altogether. That's what we did. We've done that before. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it because you're right. That's a fantastic. Hank Johnson is an imbecile, and how he continues to be in office, I will never. Oh, he has a dry sense of humor. Yeah, it's called being an idiot, but that's okay. But that is a different category. All right, I wasn't talking the news clips. I mean, news sound bites from the actual event. That's different than the man on the street clips. The right off the bat, hey, your trailer park was just blown down completely, flattened by a tornado. How do you feel? That kind of clip. Really sucked. We were scared and we're just happy to make it out alive. And I don't know what I'm going to do. If I'd have known I was going to live so long, I'd have taken better care of myself. Clips like that. That's good stuff. But that's not Hank Johnson doing a congressional hearing being an imbecile. That's a news clip. So I appreciate it. And Hank is a great one. And the naval officer that responds to him shows just what an imbecile Hank Johnson is because he's like, we aren't really anticipating that. And as he's walking out, he's going, holy crap, we are in deep doo-doo. This guy's in a public office. I mean, really, seriously, Hank. I'm not quite sure how you got the gig. I guess you're a fairly good-looking man. But you got the gig and you stayed in office. He's been in office for a long time now. I forget exactly the number of years, but the last time I looked, it was surprising how long he's been in office. So that goes to prove the gerrymandering works. All you got to do is get in office and you can stay there forever.
I wonder how the congressmen and the senators get in office and come out richer than they are. It's a big surprise to me. I don't understand.
Yeah, me either. Me either. So we had big news coming out of New Orleans. Pat, this news has been going on for a couple of weeks now, and I have been meaning to get to it, and I've had it on my show sheet, and I just keep bypassing it because more important things come up, you know, like a news clip of sound bites. But all across America now, and of course, it's in the South because that's where these statues are, but they are all in the southern states of the United States of America. The Confederate monuments. Now, they are being taken down. New Orleans took down a couple already. They've had crowds around. They've had they do it early in the morning, so they try to keep the protesters, at a minimum. That's one thing about protesters, man. We love to protest and we hate those bastards, but it happens when? At 5 a.m.? Yeah, no, man. I don't hate it that much. I do, man. That thing needs to go. But 5 a.m. You think you guys could take it down? I don't know, 4 or 5 this afternoon, so I can get pissed and get enough sleep and really get mad about that damn statue. Because at 5, man, I am tuckered out from. I can't possibly make it by 5 a.m. So that's the one thing about protesters. That's why I wonder why the protests happen in the late afternoon and evening. It's a surprise. That's a surprise to me, too. I mean, that was the thing about they were pissed about the protest. They were protesting the bank guy, right, in San Francisco. They wanted to protest the head of the bank in San Francisco. I wish I have to find that story. But they could never catch him because he was there too early and left too late. Amazing! The guy that runs this big corporation, he's there too early and he leaves too late. But he makes too much money. I can't believe he makes too much money. Well, you're home sleeping. So shut up. So anyway, back to statues being torn down. History being removed. It's unbelievable. Now, the one statue that they just took down in New Orleans, erected in 1911 of the Confederate President Jefferson Davis. 1911. And here's a thought. Just a little thought from Jeff Fisher. Even when the statue isn't there, it still happened. Yeah, I know. Jefferson Davis was still the Confederate president. I know the statue's not there. It's a constant reminder. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is a constant reminder, isn't it? Yes. Now, there is a list. If you go to Wikipedia, and I know, look, Wikipedia isn't always right either, Jeff. No, I know that. Thank you. But you know what? You know what is? They've got a list on Wikipedia, which is the list of monuments and memorials of the Confederate States of America. I bet you I have 20 pages. 20 pages. And it goes back and forth, up and down, of all the states across America. And it starts, oh my gosh, let's start in Alabama. And then let's go to Arizona, Arkansas. Oh, look at the southern. However, my favorite. What, there's a Confederate statue in Delaware? Florida's got a bunch. Georgia's got a bunch, of course. Kentucky. Louisiana. Ooh, Maryland's got some. Oh, Mississippi. Missouri's got a few. Montana's got one. Come on. North Carolina's got quite a few. Ohio has one. That one, count on that one being gone soon. Pennsylvania. Oh, nothing happened in Pennsylvania, did it? Oh, wait. Gettysburg. Tennessee. Texas got some. Good luck taking that down. Although in today's world, probably. Virginia, West Virginia, yeah, but my favorite one. My favorite statue. In 1865, at the end of the American Civil War, a substantial number of Southerners left the South. Wait, they got upset and they protested with a war that they lost. So instead of staying and joining and saying, okay, we're going to be part of the United States now, they moved to another country. They went to Brazil. Okay? They were known as Confederados, and there's a huge Confederate monument placed in Americana, Sao Paulo, Brazil. I'm just going to try to take that one down. Just let me know how that works out for you. Okay? So, the other day, Condoleezza Rice, and she's making the rounds, you know, hawking her book, Democracy. Great name, Condi. However, I love Condoleezza Rice. And I heard her talking the other day about President Trump, and I thought to myself, you know, why isn't she president? That was just a passing thought. But yeah. The morning, I didn't have a cup of coffee yet. So she's on Fox and Friends. And there, you know, she's on Fox and Friends hawking her book. Yeah, that's what you do when you get a new book. That's just the way it goes. And she is talking to Killamete. Right, they're all three there, the happy trio on Fox and Friends morning show. And they're hawking her democracy book. And Killamete starts off by asking her about slavery and Constitution. And it goes on. It starts off.
As an African-American woman, do you see yourself in this Constitution? Do you think that when we look at 9 of our first 12 presidents as slave owners, yeah, should we start taking their statues down and saying we're embarrassed by you?
I am a firm believer in keep your history before you. And so I don't actually want to rename things that were named for slave owners. I want us to have to look at those names, yeah, and recognize what they did and be able to tell our kids what they did, and for them to have a sense of their own history. When you start wiping out your history, sanitizing your history to make you feel better, it's a bad thing. But let me just say one thing about our Constitution. Oh. That Constitution originally counted my ancestors as 3/5 of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1952, my father had trouble registering to vote in Birmingham, Alabama. And then in 2005, I stood in the Ben Franklin Room, one of our founders.
Mm-hmm.
I took an oath of office to that same Constitution, and it was administered by a Jewish woman Supreme Court justice. That's the story of America. The long road to freedom
has
indeed been long. It's been sometimes violent. It's had many martyrs, but ultimately it has been Americans claiming those institutions for themselves and expanding the definition of we the people.
She continued, and so did Killamete, with asking her about, does it make you think less of our founders?
Does it make you think less of, should we think less of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson because they were slave owners?
Well, they were people of their times. I wish they had been like John Adams, who did not believe in slavery. I wish they had been like Alexander Hamilton, who was an immigrant, by the way, a child of questionable parentage, mm-hmm, from the Caribbean. I wish all of them had been like that. And Jefferson in particular, a lot of contradictions in Jefferson. But they were people of their times. And what we should celebrate is that from the Jeffersons and the Washingtons as slave owners, look at where we are now.
Thank you. Thank you. Condoleezza Rice. You know, I'm glad we don't have a president that could talk like that.
This is the Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline 1-800-913-4653.
You know, it just, I don't know if you know Steve Dumig from Tampa Bay. You've known him. He spent years at WDAE 620, the sports animal. And I worked with Steve even before then when we worked at 910 WFNS, one of the first national sports radio stations in the country. We were hawking sports out of this crappy room in Tampa in front of a TV station, in front of the Frog TV station. We had a little room up front. I read an article that talks about Steve is now battling cancer, and it told the story of how he was diagnosed with the astrocytoplasmic tumor. But he claims he's beating it. He's battling back. It's stage 2 cancer. It's not the worst. And he talks about people have been, you know, the Rays and, you know, different sports teams at Tampa Bay have been giving him their love. And I know that WDAE has been using fill-in hosts, and Steve is believes that he will be back. And I believe that with your prayers and your thoughts, warm thoughts for Steve Dumig, he will be back. He is a he's a funny guy. I know a lot of people think the big dog is this cranky old guy, but he's really funny, and I miss seeing him every day. And he talked about what a struggle it was. There's an article. I'll tweet the article out so you can read about Steve's struggle. But he talked about the routine of radiation, you know, for 6 weeks, and you do that five days a week and getting banged. And anyway, he's struggling to fight back and get back to the radio microphone, and the radio microphone will never be the same without Dumig in Tampa Bay telling me how bad the Tampa Bay Rays suck and what the Bucks can do to get better. And so get better, Steve. You've been missed on the air. And say a prayer for us.
This is the Jeff Fisher Show.
Only on the Blaze Radio Network. Jeff Fisher Show returns on the Blaze Radio Network.
888-900-3393 is the phone number. We're taking your request for the top TV news clips. Trinity in South Carolina, you've got a request for us.
Yeah, Jeffy, what's going on, brother? Great to finally get to talk to you, man.
Thank you very much for the kind words. You've got a request?
Yeah, the request is, I can't remember the guy's name, but it's the one when the lottery was like really, really a lot of money. And the news anchor said, what would you do if you won the lottery? And he turned around and looked at it and he said, get some Kraken hosts.
Yes, I absolutely remember that guy. Thank you. I appreciate it. We're taking your request at 888-900-3393. You can try to request it on Twitter at Jeff EMRA, Instagram at Jeff EMRA, or Facebook Radio, Jeff Fisher Radio. But it's easier just to dial 888-900-3393 as we continue on this morning. It's 36 minutes after the hour, 24 minutes before the top, and your all request weekend coming up with the top TV news clips. We found out we have the clip of the man from Las Vegas.
Can I ask you, if you want all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay, that's not good. We were hoping for a different answer. That's probably not
good. I bet you were. And it's almost worth, you know, it's worth the response from the reporter. If I remember right, though, there was something wrong with that clip. What was wrong with that clip? There was something that didn't feel right, like the guy knew he was going to be on, or it was he did it on purpose as a joke, not to make it to, because he was with somebody else. I mean, I just, look, I hear all these clips a million times, and they're good at the time. But then, of course, what we do is we pick them apart. I mean, that's what we do. We pick them apart. And there was something with that clip. Now, he's good, the man from Las Vegas, because we don't even have a name. It's just the man from Las Vegas.
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Now, there are many people who, if won the lottery, would do that. I, of course, have not won. I would not even dream of anything like that. Chuck from Florida. ChuckInFlorida.com. You're on the broadcast.
Greetings, Jeffy, where I am not in Florida. I'm sorry. Let me restate that.
What?
Greetings from Florida, Jeffy, where I am not the naked fat man laying on a shark.
All right,
I just wanted to point that out. It was not me. I look nothing like the guy. Well, okay, maybe a little, but not that much.
All right, well, first of all, I admitted to it yesterday during the Glenn Beck program that it was me.
Well, you know, I actually had a press release that I had recorded and was going to play a sound clip, but since you let the cat out of the bag.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay, I'm sorry, because we did find out. There's another guy running around claiming it was him, and it's pissing me off.
Well, you know, if you want, I can still play the audio clip.
Yeah, do that.
I've got you potted up here, ready to go.
ChuckOfFlorida.com coming to the table with audio.
And here we are, the admitted press release. Take a listen.
That sounds good, Chuck. I mean, I've never heard a press release sound better than that. Because, woof. Now, you know, he's hearing it right now in his headphones, so he can't hear me. Knowing that he can't hear me, I'm going to tell him, holy crap. I mean, this does not surprise me coming from ChuckInFlorida.com. Hey, I've got audio for you. Chuck, so he can't hear me. He's listening to his own audio.
I could hear you just a little bit under the audio.
That's good that you can hear it, Chuck, because we can't.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, I'm not sure what your whole engineering process is, but it's wrong.
Well, then, you know,
it's not
put
coming
that one on
to
the shelf
us.
For later.
It's not coming to us. Now, I will say that that's the best that audio coming from you has ever sounded, because there's no surface noise, no nothing. It's just
no
nothing.
Echo, no reverb.
There's no echo. There's no big room reverb. There's nothing. So whenever I get tired of you and I say, Chuck, play an audio bite, just plug that in.
Yeah, you got it. No
problem. Because there's just nothing. We just set off alarm sounders on radio stations across America. Man, the engineers are all getting buzzed on their cell phones going, there's dead air. There's dead air. if only this was on regular radio stations.
I was going to say, terrestrial radio? What are you talking about?
Nobody knows. Those stations are all gone anyway. They don't even exist anymore. So true. I did admit to it on the air on the Glenn Beck program yesterday, because you know what? People, they were going around blaming people, pointing the fingers at other humans that it was not. And look, you know, I told you already, I was naked fishing. I'm out there fishing. The shark's there. One thing led to another. We all know how it happens.
True.
And now there's some other guy, some guy from New York that is trying to say that he's, you know, the guy. Stop it. Okay. I've already admitted to it.
Well, it wasn't Jimmy John Latod, and it definitely wasn't the.
See, that's why I admitted to it, because they kept blaming people of importance.
Right?
That means that I'm not people of importance.
Well, I don't know. I did hear it on national radio yesterday.
Yes, you did.
The whole press release.
There was actually something in the Twitters that had a picture of myself on the shark.
Oh, no. I will have it before the end of the day.
I don't think I didn't miss the little ha 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 look, a great white and a shark too jokes. I don't think I didn't miss those for those of you out there on the Twitters, okay? Anyway, ChuckInFlorida.com. You are joining us to remind us of some of the great people that we have come to know from the great state of Florida.
Well, you know, this seems to be focusing on Florida Animal Week here in all of the news that has hit the press. My favorite so far is the 10-year-old girl who pries open a gator's mouth to get her leg free.
Does she?
Well, apparently she learned this at Gatorland. She learned that if you poke them in the nose and the eye, they will open their jaws and let you free. And the little girl said that that's what she did.
My favorite theme park in America, Gatorland. I love it.
So moving on.
Wait, no, just wait 1 second. Because I want to get back to my girl in the Gatorland. Tell me again. Now, she claims that she was a gator had her in the jaws.
Correct. And she says she was about 10 feet away from the shore of Lake Mary Jane near Orlando when an 8-foot alligator.
Lake Mary Jane.
Yeah, well.
Okay, go ahead.
I did verify the story. Yes, I did. This has been in several releases now.
Oh, so it's been on a couple of websites, picked up the story and just
shared
it.
No, actual news. In fact, it was played on 970 last week. So we had some news people that verified it as well.
The mothership 970 WFLA, very little credibility. Go ahead.
So she says despite the pain, the girl managed to open the gator's mouth and move her leg before family members rushed to help.
And she learned this from Gatorland by knowing what?
By knowing that if you poke them in the nose and the eyes with anything, even your finger, you can get the gator to kind of flinch and open his mouth, all it took.
That's fantastic, and good for her, because when I first heard this story, I thought for sure it was Linda Hopkins bound.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, I thought it was fake news.
Heard it on the news.
Thank you.
And I said it was ridiculous, man.
It's ridiculous, That's man.
It. I thought that was fake and headed down fake news land. But you verifying and talking about, I'm not going to throw Gatorland under the bus. That's my
favorite theme park in America. Yeah, no, absolutely. And here's the one part of the story that does bug me quite a bit. It says people, even small animals, are not typical prey, says that the alligator probably confused the small child for a dog or a raccoon.
No.
Come on. First of all, are we really trying to get in the gator's head here? This is all conjecture.
Well, gators usually...
The gator was thinking food. Yeah, that's what they
right.
think.
And most of the time, gators will it's just like sharks. They bite into humans, and they go, oh, human, and they swim away.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's harder for a gator because the shark bites
a little bit harder than other times. So, sometimes you end up with a leg gone or half your body. But other times, you may just get a little nip, and they move on.
They prefer small dogs, absolutely. And gators, that's what you hear.
Yeah, gators, I mean, they're you're in their neighborhood. The little girl's wandering around, and he's like, let me take a little nip out of that, see if it's worth eating. Nope. And look, I love Gatorland as well. Serious, I mean this with every ounce of being. I love Gatorland.
Huge endorsement right there.
One of my favorite. This is an unpaid endorsement for Gatorland, and I've given them plenty over the years.
Yes, true.
I freaking love Gatorland. When you go there, first, let me tell you, the first time you go there, just buy your hot dogs from them because they feed hot dogs to the gators. That's what you feed
right
them.
Yep.
All right, so, and they sell hot dogs at Gatorland for about $1 million a hot dog. So the next time you go, you learn to stop at Walmart before you get there and buy
the extra large pack,
the super. You never have enough hot dogs at Gatorland.
Yeah, you bring the 45 pack of hot dogs and pass them around,
a backpack full of those, the cheap hot dogs, and you go up on top of their giant stand that they have with about 6 or 7 floors. And you go up to the top and you watch these gators in the river there, and they all come around and they snort and they fight for hot dogs. It's outstanding. And then they have the jumparoo,
gator jumparoo.
Because gators go down to the bottom, and what they do is they go down to the bottom of the water, and then they start leaning up and they bend their tail, and then they use their tail that shoots them straight up out of the water. And I mean that's how they move from land out of water, is that tail bends down and it shoots them up, and they jump out and grab the chicken out of the guy's hand, and they slide chickens across the ropes, and the gators are jumping up grabbing the chickens off the rope. It's fantastic. I love Gatorland. Love Gatorland.
Nothing like getting excited about a great story. I love
Gatorland.
Absolutely.
It's one of my favorite places on earth.
Fabulous.
And I heard they were having some issues. Some people stole something out front, or there was a crash. So I'm hoping there was a fire. That's right. There was some kind of fire, so I'm hoping everything's okay. Maybe that was a number of years ago.
It was. If I remember correctly, you're right. It was a few years ago. So also, they
I,
had
hope
this,
there,
the,
I hope they're flooding. Back in, and they should be proud. This girl should have a pass, a season pass to Gatorland. She gave them all kinds of love. She learned how to save her life from Gatorland because they have the Gator wrestling, and they bring people in. They have the guys sit there. They wrestle with them. They get on top of them. I love Gatorland. Love it.
Not the safest sport in the world, by the way.
Oh, please.
Right next to naked shark wrestling. Doing. You know, that's another good one.
Well, those gators are wusses.
They're fat and happy, trust me.
As I was moving around, let me get back in the river for hot dogs. Get off me. They're fine.
You don't see many people lying on gators naked, though, that take pictures like that.
And if I happen to catch one out there naked fishing, maybe I will. All right, so what else you got?
I love the gator zebra in Hillsborough County.
Oh, I saw this. He was out there for quite a while, right?
What he did was apparently he got into out of his stables, and there's a guy in the neighborhood that is licensed for exotic animals. He takes care of all the wildlife, and the neighbor looked in his backyard and sees a zebra, and he says, I thought it maybe was just a horse or I was hallucinating, but sure enough, there's this zebra rolling around in the guy's backyard, and they helped corral it. Unfortunately, it got free and ran into a pickup truck. The zebra didn't suffer much damage, but the side mirror and the window of the pickup truck.
Zebras are tough, man.
They're big time tough.
You're not messing with zebras.
You don't want to mess with them at all.
I know. Zebras are tough. And,
serious muscles on those beasts.
You said that you saw an interview with the guy on the news that saw the zebra in his backyard. We also ran into someone who saw the zebra.
I heard it on the news. And I said it was ridiculous, man. That's it.
Chuck in Florida.com.
Is it fake news?
No, that one's actually real.
Good, good. No, I thought, this was too. Again, CNN verified. So I'm trying to check sources, man. I had to drop one earlier today.
Chuck.
I've
some people. Some people don't appreciate the work you put into this bit.
Right?
I do.
I appreciate that you appreciate it.
No, I do. And if you could play another audio bite for me right now, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'll get right on that for you.
This is The Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
Welcome to it. 888-900-3393 is the phone number. We've got so much information left to give you, and I've got 1 hour left to do it in. So I'm going to make a choice of what some of the best things are to share with you. We've still taken requests for the top news interview clips. We've got three or four now that are top. We've got one that I don't think will get topped today. It's quite possible. If you have a request, we'll take your request at 888-900-3393. I'll request top news TV clips of the day, and we'll try to get it on for you. And I've got great new work habits that are going to start taking place that'll make your work day better. I've got what's going to happen. There's a great story on. I've got a whole. I could probably do a show. I probably should just do a show on robots and where we're at because the story is the guy talks about those of you that are worried about the robots coming. They're already here. I mean, we've got to talk a little bit about that. And we've got to talk about the guy that we talked to on the Glenn Beck radio program this week about the future and robotics and education for our children. We've got to talk about that. We've got to talk about the shape of this country that we're in, where kids are getting in trouble for liking a picture on Instagram. No comments, no nothing. It was a gun. He liked a picture on Instagram and got a 10-day suspension. If that's fake news, I'm going to be ticked because it might be. It might be. And we also have Donald Trump speaking at Liberty University. He just started. Can we bring up a little bit of Donald? A little bit of Donald? Maybe we have Chuck in Florida.com audio for President Trump at Lynchburg, because that would probably be you're going to hear so much of this President Trump's commencement speech at Liberty University the rest of today tomorrow and Monday. I promise you. I cross my heart. Hope to God. Stick a needle in my eye. I will not play one word of that speech. Amen.
This is the Jeff Fisher Show. Only on the Blaze Radio Network.